Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Physical conversations, visiting metaphysical topics,
bringing the best of the best in. And I just love my show. And I love it because you are all with me. So thank you, everyone, for joining me. Thank you for being here. And today I have, oh, he's my Dumbledore. He is from the UK. He's an unbelievably internationally known psychic medium. He's got so many initials after his name that I'm going to give you his name first. I have Jerry Humphreys with me today. Before I put Jerry on, I'm just going to tell you he is the CEO of the magazine I write for, which is Psychic Insight Magazine, and we'll ask him about that when it comes on. He's a pet psychic and communicator, which I don't really stress that much, but he's a wonderful one, and we're going to do a show coming up next week on pets, pets, and more pets, so, you know, stay tuned to that. He is a psychic medium. He's a hypnotherapist. He is a person-centered counselor. He's a Reiki master and all things in between. So I am going to say hello to him, and you get to speak with him live today. Hi, he's my Dumbledore, by the way. But if you all want to call him your Dumbledore, you'll have to go through me. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Well, I'm fabulous, except that I can't get you on. Mercury retrograde, my friend. I don't, you know, it keeps saying that I have a guest lounge, and I just don't know where it is. For all of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Blog Talk, it's just stymieing me this week. It's, again, Mercury retrograde, and all things that can't go wrong with my electronics have. So, Jerry, you were supposed to figure this out. Do you know if we have, like, a guest host lounge?
I'm going to need to dive in when you're not live on air so I can have a little look around and see exactly what is going on here. But it was starting to work, but as you said, it might, let's blame Mercury. We've got to blame someone or something.
I love it. Well, hi, Jerry. I love starting on a high, fabulous note. And I know that the last time you were here, or the time before, because I love having you on, you made a few predictions and already won. Unfortunately, for the people who have passed away, or fortunately, whichever way you want to see it, one of your predictions has come already about. So I want you to say hello to everyone, tell everybody who you are, and we'll go into the prediction that you've already predicted.
Yes, thank you very much for inviting me onto the show again. And it's lovely to be able to connect with everybody, and looking forward to hopefully doing some mini readings and see what comes through. Always love doing, you know, all my spiritual work. It's what I do all day, every day, and without spirit, though, I wouldn't be doing it. So that's must give them the credit. But it's lovely that I'm able to act as the channel for whatever they want to bring through. But yeah, you're right. We spirit channel through, and one of the predictions that I was given, which I shared with the lovely people on your show, Bonnie, was that the entertainment world as such was going to be rocked by some people passing, and it would be unexpected. Well, sadly, we've had three losses since the new year. The first one, obviously, was very sad passing of David Bowie. He'd been ill with cancer for a year or so, but had kept it very quiet. Nobody knew about this, and of course, that news just came completely out of the blue, as it were. Then the next sad note was actor Alan Rickman, who is was known for his recently for his role in the Harry Potter films. He was in Prince of Thieves, Die Hard, Robin Hood. Sadly, he's recently passed away. He's also had also been suffering from cancer. And of course, lastly, the founder of the Eagles.
I used to see the Eagles, Jerry. I mean, talking about rock the world, because rock is what they were, rock stars, actually, the two. I love Glenn Frey. I've seen him in person many times, because I grew up with Hotel California and the Eagles. So, yeah, it's a sad state of affairs as far as losing them here on the Earth plane, but as you know, spirit, they're going to spirit in the sky, which they're going to be playing with all those rock stars went before them. Like, I keep seeing Eddie Mercury with David Bowie, so I hope they are up there having a great time.
I just imagine the jamming session that's going on at the moment, and with all the wonderful musicians that are into the spirit world again. But Freddie Mercury, David Bowie, they did one notable song together, but Under Pressure.
I never even knew that.
Yeah. So, you know, there's, and sadly, we will hear of more as we get a little bit further into 2016. I didn't know when I channeled through the information that Spirit gave that it was going to happen so quickly. But David Bowie, of course, the biggest thing was that wonderful track on his new album.
Black Star?
And the lyrics, exactly. And I watched the video of that and the lyrics, and it's just like, that is one spiritual guy, because he obviously knew that when that song was written, that and the video was produced, that maybe his spirit was saying, I'm going to be crossing over soon. Just amazing. But it's also very sad. But as you say, we celebrate the lives of everybody that crosses over. They leave behind a legacy. And even I sat down last weekend at my other computer, and I listened all morning to David, some real old David Bowie songs, Changes, Pretty Things.
That's my favorite. You know what? That is my favorite song. I gotta say it before, because I'll forget to tell you. Changes was the why I even liked
the one. Yeah.
David Bowie. It reminds me of, what is it, the card? Is it the Tower card where it's chaos and change? But every time I hear changes, I think of the Tower card. And the Tower card never scared me. I love Changes. So that totally blew my mind. My husband was a absolute David Bowie fan when he was young. And so, you know, we grew up with him. And you're right. You were listening to him. I'd be listening to Glenn Frey, Hotel California, and hoping I never ended up in that hotel. I mean, it was all drugs, rock and roll just wasn't me. But,
absolutely.
You know, you know, and I always said, Jerry, and I know I interrupted you, and I know that you're grounded enough to be able to pick up when I stop talking. But what I was going to tell you is, and it's come so clearly, it always does, is the Irish, and I'm not sure that I'm just really, I'm just picking them because I always remember Irish wakes, even though I'm not Irish. I'm sure in some past life I was, but Irish wakes always did it right. They celebrate and talk about what wonderful things or terrible things the person did. They laugh, they drink, they're merry, and then they say goodbye. And I didn't do that, and I can't. It's not in me either, but I'll tell you, that's really the way I think Spirit would like us to all be. It's just hard when you're on the earth plane.
It's very difficult because we try, as we said, I love the wakes, the energy of a wake is something else.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's how we've been brought up. We know what our parents have taught us, or what their parents taught them, as to how, you know, we approach something like this. It can be for some a very difficult time to be able to go through. So it's about finding the balance. But it's very, when someone passes, it's very individualistic, unless it's somebody who, like Bowie, who we relate to. And a lot of people will, through his music in one form or another. That's why they said it was a very public passing, because so many people would connect to him in some shape or form. But it's very individualistic, so it's a very big and broad topic.
Yes, it is.
I would always say that, you know, I understand grief, been there, yes, done it, but what my guys show me and try to teach me is how we can then honor somebody by saying, we I'm sad at you passing back into the spirit world again. However, we are going to honour you by trying to maximise and live our lives still to the fullest. But as I said, it can be so emotive. It's a big subject, and everybody will have a different viewpoint on it.
Absolutely, and one day we'll do a show on that because even all of us who are spirit mediums and psychic, not all of us, but some of us, when it happens to us personally, people go, oh, but you're a spirit medium. But that doesn't really matter. It matters how you physically, you evolve physically and how you handle things as a third, you know, three-dimensional person. So I love that. It's a great subject we'll talk about sometime. But, oh, my goodness, 2016, woohoo, came in with a bang.
It certainly did, and it's certainly not going to go out with a whimper either. It's, it's going to be quite a fulfilling year, is where I'm seeing it coming from. So,
well, I am going
quite
to
an interesting time.
Well, I will tell you, I am so excited about 2016. I'm hoping the show goes in with a bang and comes out on the other side in total wonderful splendor with a, what do they say that it's on the radio that's syndicated so that this show can be heard by a lot more people, spirit be taken everywhere, and everybody know what is possible. So that's what I'm predicting for my show in 2016. Everybody, hold that energy. So now that it's all about me, Jerry, let's continue the conversation.
It's, I'll tell you what, it's the year that we're in, well, the way that I work, because I work with the Native American energy. So I've been looking at the numerology around this year. And on a general level, so this could connect with a lot of people, it's a 7 year. Yes, this is different, and anybody out there's going, no, it's not. It's not a seven, it's a nine. No, I don't work with standard numerology. So it's a 7 year. That 7 year is all about attraction. This year is all about enhanced reputations. It's about connecting with the right people. It's about your voice being heard properly without you having to shout from the rooftop. So if anybody around you is not hearing what you're saying, communication this year can be very, very clear. Your communication will be very concise. But the biggest thing is attraction. Who or what do you want to attract in this year? And it may be more of a who than a what, because the energy of this year is about connecting with those who bring something to you, not somebody who takes things away from you, if that makes sense.
Yes, I love that. That's for everybody. That's correct, right? This is for everybody for this year.
Yeah, that's a general energy. But then obviously looking at an individual's date of birth, I would then be able to see how that molds and melds in with this seventh year that I see people being in. For example, one lady phoned me the other day, and when I looked and did the numerology around her date of birth, she was on a seven path, but three times over. So
wow.
That was about work or career, home life, and relationships. So she was, and before she had a chance to say anything, I said, look, before you tell me what you're ringing for, can I just say that you're in a very powerful space this year? You've got three lots of seven energy. You've got a business to build up. You've got a relationship that's going to take off like there's no tomorrow, and you should be looking to move. And she said, right, well, that's a short phone call because you just ticked all the boxes. So which is nice, because that's what reading should be about, empowering and uplifting.
Absolutely, and you know that's what we do on the show. I'm going to get to the audience because I know that we have I've only put the show on for 90 minutes, and I thought we'd talk at the end if we have any time. And I know that there's a lot of people that would like to connect with you. But, you know, one of the big things this year, and I want to get this, is we could talk a few minutes about it, and then I'll get to the phone lines, is, you know, people, even in our field, and we have plenty of them listening today, and plenty in chat, and I love my audience, but it's so important because it's been hitting everybody in the last couple weeks. And I'm hoping to do another show on it because I can't do enough shows, actually. And I know we did one about grounding, protecting, and cleansing and clearing. It's so important, Jerry, because, you know, especially what's happened with, you know, one of my guests on the show, Ron Cole, has been hit pretty hard. And so what, in a good note, because I always like positive, is that there's things you can do, actually, and you've given us some great tips. I want you to go through just a couple really quick tips about grounding, protecting, and cleansing, and then we're going to get to the audience.
Can I just say before I do that, Bonnie, just remember one of my other predictions. Watch out. Here come the Broncos. That's all I'm going to say because we're not far from Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay. That's good because Denver Broncos, here we come. I mean, I don't have a dog in the fight, but I like the Broncos. So, okay, go ahead. We're all awesome Americans here. Go ahead.
What you've just talked about, the grounding, the spiritual protection and cleansing, it's not really just about the people that work in our industry. It applies really to everybody, particularly in this age of modern technology when the world can connect. You can connect to somebody on the other side of the world in a blink. You know, it's no longer having to wait for the post to arrive after about 3 weeks if you're writing to somebody in Australia. The world has got a smaller place. We connect with so many more people. The theory behind the 6 degrees of separation has narrowed considerably since that came out just after World War One. It is amazing how much we take on other people's stuff, in quotes.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, for people in our industry, we connect with different energies every single day. Now, one of the things that you may not be aware of, and I'm speaking just general here, is what that person that you're connecting with has been through. What have they been subject to on either a physical, spiritual, emotional, or mental level? In order, though, to be able to, as a, in quotes, psychic, work with somebody, in my opinion, you have to be able to be in that client's space. In other words, you have to know, feel, sense, however you work, where they're at, where they've been. Because in my opinion, again, you then really can't channel through the best way forwards for that person. But here's the rub. When you are connected or in that person's space, or in the counseling term, we would say in their frame of reference, what you're then doing is you're taking on their stuff. This is what we do. This is why we do what we do. But then you've got to be able to get rid of it. And I have spoken to so many people who just don't do it. They do not ground themselves first thing in the morning. And that literally means connecting to Mother Earth. It's what keeps us focused. And it literally does what it says on the tin. It stops us going into what I call head mode. In other words, it allows the heart, the spirit energy to flow a lot more freely. The spiritual protection, again, it does what it says on the tin. It puts you into a spiritual bubble of protection. Now, it doesn't mean to say that you're going to be completely isolated from everything that happens. No, of course not. Hang on. But you have a level of protection. It's like a uniform. You wouldn't expect to go to a dentist and see them not wearing a uniform, like the right protective clothing. You wouldn't expect to go out into the street and see a police officer or somebody who works in the fire department not wearing a uniform, because the uniforms are there. They're not just for identification, but they are there in some ways for protection. We use our spiritual protection, I call it the violet flame, it's part of my uniform. It's as natural for me to put that on as it is to put my clothes on every day, you know?
I love that.
I get dressed. That's what I do. And then comes the cleansing. for example, I can speak to maybe a dozen people a day, depending on what I'm doing, as in readings or Reiki or whatever. Let's say, for example, on the phones, people ringing for a reading, we chat, I speak with them, we channel the energy through, but as soon as that phone goes down, I have to be able to release the energy of the person I've been speaking with, so I'm ready and cleansed for the next one. And the simple way that I do it is I shake my hands like they're wet, like I've just been in the shower, or I've just rinsed my hands under the faucet, and I'm just literally shaking them off. And when I shake them off, that's the energy of that person gone. And then I'm clear, cleansed, and ready to take the next one. And to me, that's just, again, it's as natural as breathing. And sometimes I can't understand why everybody else doesn't do it.
I love that, Jerry. I love that because it's easy, it's simple, and it's non-thinking. You know, that's what when everybody, no matter what day, they're just so bogged down with thinking about what this is going to be, what that is going to be, what they're going to do next. And so this to me, Jerry, and that's why it was important to really bring it up again, is that it's like a non-thinking if you do it. If you do it in between, if you do it during the day, if you do it when you start getting bogged down, just do it. It's very simple. You don't have to go into meditation mode. You don't have to put on the tape. And the easier that we make it for people, and that's why I love when you gave this, and a lot of people have let me know that they are just amazed, it just gives you another tool in your toolbox that doesn't need to be a 5-minute or 10-minute ordeal. It's a 10-second, take your hands, you know, they're in water, cleanse them and shake them. I mean, it's really cool.
If I was to say to you, imagine you're just going into your kitchen to prepare some food, I bet you that one of the first things you do is to wash your hands.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Why? I have a cooking house? Because I'm cleaning the germs off them.
And you know, what do people do before... at the end of the day, or when they're working on something, like even a mechanic,
they
wash their hands, they clean them, and it's we need to clean ourselves. But it's not cleaning as in literally going to put your hands under and put soap on them and cleanse them off. It is literally just shaking off the energy, and that's, as you're quite right, as you said, it's part of the tools that we should all have in our spiritual toolbox. And without them, I sometimes wonder how people manage to do what they do. But then,
they get in trouble.
I shared this with you before the show, that somebody came to me yesterday for Reiki, and it's somebody who I actually taught Reiki to a couple of years ago. And this person had been to some psychic development classes. And she said, I've been feeling really flat recently, and I just feel that there's something not quite right, and I picked something up. And I said, are you not grounding yourself every day? And I was met with silence. I thought that answers that question. I said, do you put your spiritual protection in place every day? More silence. And so that answers that question. I said, so what do you expect?
Yeah, and that's why we're doing this, because there's been a lot of
it's easily fixed, you know, and the Reiki will do what it needs to do for you, but now you must go away and take responsibility for what you are doing, because people come to you and they expect to get the best from you, but how can you give them of your best if you've got all this grunge and spiritual debris floating around inside you that you haven't bothered to get rid of?
I agree. I'm gonna shake my hands right now because we're going to phones, because I can already feel, it's so crazy because when I look at the phone lines and when I look at them, I already can feel what's going on. So it's really cool. I love this, and I know they're all waiting to talk to you. Now, we do have a chat show, so I love this, and I like I like letting everybody know that we all go through the same thing, because as you just heard Jerry tell you about somebody who he taught Reiki to, it's we don't always use everything we're taught all the time. And then what happens is we don't really think about going back to it till we get in trouble. That's kind of what's happened to Ron Cole, I think. I'm not quite sure, but we're gonna send love and light to Ron and make sure that he's okay. So why I did this is because I want everybody to know that don't take for granted the tools you have in the toolbox, even if it takes 2 seconds. So I am going to go, if you're ready, Jared, to go to the phone lines, unless you want to say, and I know you probably do, is there anything you want to tell everybody before we get to the phone lines? You're like me. You're a teacher. I'm the listener. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is that it doesn't matter whether you work in the industry that we do or not.
Yeah.
However, in my experience, I just feel that if people were to practice, even if it's just the grounding, you will notice a difference. You will feel a change. Try it and see. You know, it's don't take my word for it, but please try it. Just for a few minutes every morning. When the first thing you do when you get out of bed and you're standing up, look at the position of your feet. Make sure they're parallel, pointing forwards. If they're not, straighten them up. You can visualize green shoots coming up from the soles of your feet and going down into Mother Earth if you wish. But just check the position, and it may sound odd, but it will work. Check how you're standing. And throughout the day, if you feel a bit sort of muzzy-headed or just like, oh, I just can't seem to think straight, check how your feet are. I will just try it. That's all I'm going to say. Try it and see and let me know, and I'll shut up now.
Neither one of us can do that. Okay, I'm going to the phone lines. I have somebody I do want you to meet. I'm going to pick him up soon, though, because I have got so many people that really are dying or living to talk to you or me. So 203, you are on with Jerry and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Hi. I'm okay. It's been a really hectic year from day one. And
does that mean day one since you've been born?
No, from this year, starting January 1st, it was like boom, you know,
yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, you know, my feeling is this, you know, our thoughts are what we create. So before I hand you over to Jerry, because I know what he's going to say already, but your thoughts are what you create. And I think I went through this in the last show, and I'm hoping, you know, a lot of people, they pick and choose the shows they want to listen to. But the one good thing I always stress is your thoughts are what matters. Change your thoughts, change your life. So I know when you take challenging, and I know what you're going to say, that you've tried, but when you take challenging situations and turn them into your lesson, you know, because we have life lessons, sometimes we can change and reverse that thought pattern, new energy comes in, and we move forward. But go ahead and tell us what is going on, and I'll hand you over to Jerry, because I already can feel you. Go ahead.
Hi. I agree with you. You know, it's important to, you know, to change your thoughts. I guess I'm just identifying the situation. You know, it's like got hit with just, you know, bunch of stuff. Everything's like chaotic. A couple of days ago, my landlord said, okay, either sign a new lease or get out. And it's like, wow, I didn't have a replacement roommate. You know, everything is so expensive in California. So I actually did, serendipitously, I found a new place. It's a little small, you know, and that's just one of the many things. But I'm looking at, you know, potential job changes and house changes yet again. I'm just, you know, hoping things will settle out and work out well and I find some stability.
Go ahead, Jerry, do you want to talk to her? Because I already can, you know, to me, you know what I'm going to say, that changes for a reason. But go ahead.
Well, Hi, Michelle. What's your date of birth, please?
November 29th, 56.
The energy that's around you, and I agree with Bonnie of what she has said and what she's going to say, is that you've been going through a transitional phase. The beginning of this year was a shake-up because there were certain things around you that just had outgrown their usefulness. I'm just looking at your date of birth. Bear with me, because I can't do mental and arithmetic and talk at the same time.
Hey, I thought I was going to do that.
Oh, that's intriguing. Right. Your
Jer?
Year path number is...
he must have muted himself. Jer, unless he's off
no,
the
No,
yeah,
I'm still
no,
here.
He must have muted himself. Hello?
No, I'm still here. Still here.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Michelle?
I hear you, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Your path number for this year, Michelle, is the number 4, which is about the deer. The deer in the Native American animal cards is the animal of tranquility. Now, what it says is that at long last, you are going to be able to stand still and take stock of what you have in preparation for new things to come in. In order for that to happen, you've had
to
lose...
That was Mercury.
Yeah, you've had to lose some of the things that no longer work with you, Michelle. So your landlord's saying, sign a new lease or else. Well, I tell you what, he's going to find a struggle to keep people in that apartment because he's either putting the rent up or he's not attending to his landlord's responsibilities. That's his loss.
Yeah.
Your year is about... independence. It's also about you being able to establish your own unique identity, which you also haven't had, and that means a career path coming in March, April time that you can start to see your individualistic skills being utilized properly. So that's another big key change with you.
I can't wait.
The last change is where you need to also call on the energy of the snake. The snake is about growth. It's about transmutation, turning negative cycles, thoughts, actions into something positive. So emotionally, it's a growth year for you. Now, that emotional growth can involve you moving to somewhere else that is more what I would call your own space. But it's more importantly the people you connect with. There is an emotional change with you that sees a lot more in the way of fun, yeah? Emotional strength, yes. Intuition, aha, that's the big bit. It's the intuitive side of you that comes out a lot more. So the rule of thumb for you will probably be, if it feels right, I'll do it. If it doesn't feel right, I'll just step back and wait. So those energies around you, Michelle, are lovely. That's where I feel you're heading in 2016. Bonnie.
You know what? They kicked me off, by the way. So I don't think you knew this, but the host was missing for almost all of this. But that's okay, because I can feel your energy, and I know where Jerry was going and exactly where I was going. I do have to tell you that, I feel that if you don't make the changes on your own, because I think that sometimes you're reluctant, this year they're going to push you. It's going to be like, nah, you don't have a chance to stay because, you know, it's either or. So, you know, I do love change for you. I think you need change. I feel you need a breath of fresh air. And I agree with Jerry, it's people. And go with the flow, because I've got to tell you, as soon as your job and your finances, you know, come together, I feel that it'll be a whole, they're telling me it's going to be a whole new you. Also, the reason I'm kind of reluctant to talk is I have a woman here in spirit. I don't know if it's a grandmother. She's very tall and thin. She's sitting out, and I don't know if it's just, I'm not sure your age, or I didn't hear your birth date at the end, but do you have a grandmother that you were close to in spirit?
Well, I do, but she was not tall.
Okay, well, she's showing me, you know, for how tall are you?
About 5'3".
Okay, because I'm 5'2". So for me, tall is about 5'5 and up. So I feel that who is sitting here, they show me as a tall, thinner woman. And it could be that that's my symbol to tell you. She's sitting out in the garden, so that, and she's drinking a cup of, it's, there's a white china cup on a white table, and it's a green garden. So either that symbol is that she's very, for me, that symbol would be she's very, I don't want to say upwardly mobile, or she's prim and proper, okay? She's very, it's kind of like a school teacher-y look. So if, yeah, she is sitting there and she is.
I think she's my guide.
Okay. Well, this is your symbols. They're not mine. But this woman is showing me that, I'm listening. That's why I'm stopping. It's really weird because she's showing me prim and proper, and I don't know if that's you or her, but she's showing me that you're going to break loose of this as soon as your finances and your job come out. And it's going to be, what I see is, she's saying roses and sunshine. I don't know why she's saying that to me. I don't know if you like roses or you grow them, but.
Oh, I do. Yeah, those are my favorite. Yeah, roses and sunshine. Yeah.
Yeah, and so this is what's coming for you. So she almost looks like a teacher, and she almost is looking at you as, wow, you know, like, okay, I know she's going to do this, and I'm just going to watch her really grow, blossom, and have fun. So I
wow.
know they're coming for you.
That's so fantastic. I've got chills.
I'm
I've got
so
chills.
Happy. I am so happy. And
I'm
like
so
I said,
happy.
Oh, that's so sweet. And, you know, please yeah. listen to us. Is there any, we just want to let you know that we love feedback. So please come back to us and let us know how you're doing, because this year is going to be a great year for you. Don't look, it's got to be shaken up, shake loose,
okay.
moving on in order to give you what you really deserve, because it can't be done now. So with what's going on.
I do believe that. For as bad as it started, I believe fully, you know.
it's coming. So you can hope all you want, but I'd rather see you manifest. So
how do I tell my dead cat Nizan hello?
I'm going to leave that to Jerry. He's our pet communicator. We're going to have a show, Pets, Pets, and More Pets. So, Jerry, you got the cat?
Thank you.
The simple answer is, Michelle, that if you still have a photograph for you to do this, is just to literally look at the photograph, and animals communicate with feelings, whether they are animals that are in spirit, and then in that case, every spirit energy communicates with feeling. Animals that are still on the earth, on Mother Earth, will also only communicate through feelings. So you just send a lot of love, and that is the way you say hello. You can say it out loud if you wish, of course, but focus on the energy if you still have a photograph. That's the best way to do it for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Thank you. I wanted to slip
can
that
I
in because
just...
I had no idea. So.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Can I just ask quickly, Michelle, quickly before you go, Lovey, that I've got the sound of a, when I say it's a loud meow, it's quite a whiny sort of noise that this cat's making. Does that make sense?
No. I've never had a cat.
Why?
Excuse me, Jerry?
Yes, but Candy, hi, Lovey.
That would be my Percy, hun.
Oh, that's your cat. Sorry, mm-hmm. I've got cats coming at me all over the place now, see?
That's so funny.
And it could
right.
be Lauren's cat. Too, that died, that, you know, is in
spirit.
You
see,
so.
You've only got to mention animals, and they've started to flock in now.
Thank you so much. And the show, we're going to do Pets, Pets, and More Pets next Thursday at 2.
Okay.
I can only imagine all the pets that are going to show up. So,
hey, thanks, guys, so much. I really needed your help. It's been quite a year so far, and I just know that things will get better, as you say.
Absolutely. As Spirit says. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Jerry, I just love, you know me and Connected to Spirit, I just love it. You have someone that wants to meet you. Although, everybody, please stay on the line because I've got, I do want to bring in Brian. And I had asked Brian to come, so everybody, we will get to you. Even if I have to lengthen the show, I think. So, Brian.
Hello, Bonnie. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted you to meet, you don't know him. But I wanted you to meet, he is my Dumbledore. This is Jerry. Jerry, this is Brian. He's my star.
Hello, Brian.
I talked to you about.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm good. Brian, just bear with me a moment, please. I just need to say to Candy, because I've still got this cat meowing all around me at the moment. I've got a message, Candy, that says, hi, Mom, I'm hungry, and then it darted off. So I had to pass it on to Candy before... So that's what the message was. I know that you know that makes sense. Yeah?
Yes.
Cool. Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian, sorry about that. I had to pass it on because if I didn't, I was going
to
be flamed.
I have to tell you, Brian, that was a wild show yesterday, so that won't happen today. But I do want to say thank you. I appreciate you staying on as long as you did. But I wanted you to meet Jerry because Jerry is the CEO of the magazine I write for that everybody knows. And I thought this would be a great combo for the two of you to meet. But I know you had a question for Jerry. I'm not even going to say a word. So go for it, Brian.
Well, I wanted to know exactly if you could give me more information about my
focus.
I guess, yes, focus.
Yeah. You want me to give you information? Me to give you information? Hello? How come you're not plugged into that big psychic switchboard where you're bringing that information through? What's missing? Hang on, don't answer that. Because I feel that you know where you should be. It's just that sometimes you could be trying to be in too much of a rush to get there. So what's happening is that sometimes messages being channeled to you are being slightly missed. You've got to go on a rewind. Do you remember the old, what I call reel-to-reel tape machines, the big spools of tapes that you'd go on? You used to find them in the recording studios, everything is digital now. But it's like they're rewinding one because there's something they want to replay to you. The feeling I get with you is that you've only just begun to scratch the surface. There's a lot more underneath that. There's a lot more underneath to come through. But I also feel that somewhere along the line, Brian, there's a little bit of human energy that's getting in the way.
Oh yes.
Because what I'm getting with you is, as a human being, you're very sensitive. I would say as a human being, you could be easily hurt. Yes?
Oh, yes.
I would say as a human being, you could also be easily angered. Stop me if you don't, if there's anything coming through that you'd rather I didn't say, because I can always say it off air.
Does not matter.
I also feel in that case that you wear your heart on your sleeve and you might give your love out in the wrong directions. The spiritual side, which is in quotes, that is coming through, and what you're channeling through, the information that you get, I'm sure that you, most of the time, will trust what you are given, but I still get the feeling with you that you don't always.
Exactly.
But this is just part of your learning. We all go through it. I still go through it every day. There's not a point in the day when
not
I don't
me.
Sit.
Not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well.
I'm kidding.
You're unique.
Yeah.
But you see, that shows me and my guides are saying that this shows spirit that the one thing that you won't do is to take what you have for granted. But at the same time, what they're trying to do is to toughen you up a little bit. Not necessarily as a human being, but as a spiritual energy. They're just trying to get you to the next level. And I feel that next level is not that far away from being attained. I'm seeing you meditate. So is this something you do often?
Yes, I do that often. There are times when I forget to do it, but other than that, I do it.
Right. This is going to sound a little strange, maybe. I'm actually being told to tell you that you should not meditate for a month.
Wow.
Okay.
You channel stuff through, yes. Meditation, they want you to stop for a month. There is a transitional time going on with you. And I'm seeing you coming through this by the end of February. Information or when you're working or when you're passing messages on to other people, brilliant, you'll still be doing those. And in fact, they'll flow quite a bit more than they have been doing recently. But what they're saying is meditation, no. So actually, and it's your choice, obviously, but I just feel at the moment, for some reason, you need a break from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to be quite blunt because I generally am.
Go ahead.
Brian, I feel sometimes you have what I would politely call selective hearing.
Uh-huh.
Which is what you've got at the moment.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I don't want to hear that. I've got my fingers in my ears. La, 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 can't hear you, I don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to hear it because you've got more work to do, but at the moment you're trying too hard.
Okay. Okay,
on an earthly level, what's bothering you at the moment? Where's this hang-up? Where's this block? Keep seeing the block.
I'm looking for my niche.
Why are you trying to find it with human eyes?
I don't know.
What it is to be young. you'd know that.
Because
I was going to say, because you're young, I'm not.
Yes, I'm only 17. I do know what he's going through. Brian,
there's an old saying, Brian, that the best time to find something is when you stop looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's this lovely word called trust.
Mm-hmm.
When we work for spirit, the universe, whatever you want to call it, it's about just trusting that no matter what they do, when they do it, it's the right time and space for us to be there. You know what your niche is, but I feel that part of your energy, essence of what you're doing, is to facilitate other people and bring other people in. In other words, teach.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think he heard that yesterday. Teach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
You heard that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you haven't heard it. You might have listened to it, but you haven't heard it.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Well, you know what, Jerry? I wanted him to talk to you. So in all fairness, he called because I told him to call. I want to hear what you said because I already know what he should be doing. I mean, and I think he does too. I agree with you. It's just that he, you know, maybe it's the teaching, the way to teach maybe is what he's contemplating, and that could be because he knows he's a teacher. I mean, he even does it now. So I wonder if it's the way he needs to teach.
Exactly.
Come on, Brian. You talk, Brian. Come on, I want you to talk to me. Talk to me.
Okay, so how I teach my classes is I teach my classes one-on-one. And the reason why I teach my classes one-on-one is because what may work for one person may not work for another. And I go on, none of my classes have a curriculum. It's all basically synchronized. It's synchronized by what your energy is giving off at that particular time, what you need to learn, what you need to hear.
So what you're saying is
that
every...
Go ahead.
So what you're saying, Brian, is that every individual person that comes to you has an individual curriculum to learn from.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What is wrong with having a curriculum that everybody can learn from, but they'll take their own individual bits from it?
That's exactly what I said. I'm good. Okay. I just wanted to say that.
Okay. But here's your question, Brian. You and I have both bought the same copy of a book. Doesn't matter what the book is. It's just a book. But it's the same. When you read the words and I read the words, am I going to read the same thing as you?
No.
Why not?
Because you're going to have a different perspective on it.
Does that mean the book, though, is invalidated just because it's the same book but shared between two people?
True.
All I'm saying is that, you know, when somebody goes into a bookstore to buy a book, that book could have sold hundreds, thousands, millions of copies. But I will guarantee that no two people see the same energy in that book. Everybody will get something different because you're right. Everybody's individualistic. They will learn or gather from it what they will. They take from it what is relevant to them, and that helps them in whatever shape or form it's meant to. All I'm saying is that one-to-one teaching is fabulous. People get you on a one-to-one basis. Hey, you can have a whole room full of people and you'll still connect with them on a one-to-one basis. It just means you've got 50 people in front of you instead of one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do it all, Brian. Do it all. This is my advice. Do it all. Just don't, you know, I told him, Jerry, that to limit himself to one-on-one would be doing a disservice to all the people that maybe can't reach him one-on-one. So that's why I'd given him some ideas. But I'm glad, you know, because I think he's got a lot to offer.
I feel there'll be times, Brian, when he will want to just do one-on-one at times. But I agree with Bonnie. From what I'm seeing from my spirit guides here is that everybody in a room is still individual. It doesn't matter if they're there on their own or not. They will get from your teaching what they need on their own spiritual journey to take forwards, and then word of mouth says that they'll spread that on to other people. And I feel that now either this is a human confidence issue, which I have a feeling it might be partly, or it just may not be the right time for you to stand up in front of a crowd of people. But I have a strong feeling, because what I'm seeing in front of you is you standing up in front of a big crowd of people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
You got to go for it, Brian. Hey, if you ask me, I'll be your. I can actually. Where you're standing out in front of all those people, I can actually be talking to them.
Hmm.
How does that sound? Because I'm a ham. Yeah. I can do anything. But you know, you have so many options, and I love that you've got the teaching option because, you know, how do you feel him working with crystals, Jerry? I know that was brought up yesterday. Crystal formations, grids.
I feel that, again, for you, Brian, working with crystal grids, seeing how Mother Earth connects herself, if you like, or connects with crystal grids, I can see you working a lot on energy paths, There's so much you can do. I feel that you could even be looking at being asked about looking for certain minerals. Companies, this may sound a bit strange to you. The great Yuri Geller, bless him, he was often brought in by oil companies to remote view where they would find oil. And he was very successful at it. I can see you being asked to do the same thing with minerals.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's
and not just on a commercial level either. I'm not talking just purely commercial, but on a spiritual level as well. There's something about crystal networks or crystal networking I can see coming in with you. So that's I see you connecting with like-minded souls in different parts of the world, and you form like this crystal grid. Then ask me what it's about. You'll have to wait and find out.
Okay.
Well, Brian, I'm going to have to go to the next person, but is there anything else that you want to ask Jerry real quickly?
No, there isn't. Thank you very much.
Okay, you know we love you.
Yes, very much. Much love to you.
Thank you. Have a great day, Brian.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Can you feel that the star child, the star seed in him, Jer?
I tell you what, there's a vibrational shift around Brian that he's not ready to tap into yet. What they're showing me is that if you and I were looking on the fringes of Mother Earth, we would just be crossing into space, if that makes sense. Whereas I feel that Brian could be already in space, but ready to cross to another universe almost, you know? That's where he could be at. But I feel that there's a human part there somewhere that I still feel somewhere there's this human emotional resistance almost, that until that is cleared, he may not be ready to take that next step up. But I can see this lovely crystal grid forming with him and other like-minded souls, I say around the world, so something's coming in for him.
Yeah, I feel, I don't know what I feel. He's really good at everything. He does, you know, he's a medium, he's a psychic, he's an intuitive, he's a crystal, and he doesn't tell you, he just does it. So it's pretty incredible. I'm going to pick up 215, you are on with Jerry. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Spoken to you in what, a while? Hi, Hal, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Jerry, I asked Hal to call, and I mean, I've got a lot of people on the line, but they're the two people that I needed to speak with you today that I needed to connect with you, and I don't know why. So I'm going to hand you over to Hal. Hal, this is Jerry. You know Jerry. Jerry, you know Hal.
Hello, Hal. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually doing great energetically speaking. And I just want to reference, like, I think it was maybe half a year ago or more than half a year ago, you predicted that I was going to pretty much bottom out and even out and completely ground by the time February hit, and it happened pretty much in January, even though it was a gradual process. But now I can just go in and out of my channel whenever I want.
Yay.
So that is... So what do you feel, Jerry? Or do you have a question for him? I know you have a question, Hal. You've had some questions.
Yeah, well, right now I'm going through, like, this major, major time of transition.
Yeah.
And now that I'm more grounded than ever, I've always been the kind of person who could rely on my intuition to guide me in anything, even before I could channel or before I could access my intuition through my channel on lower frequencies. So now that I'm, like, totally grounded, I am more confused than ever as far as what I'm supposed to do in the present almost. Because right now, because of the fact that my business model changed and I do straight channeled messages now, I've lost some of my viewership on my YouTube channel, and my subscribers are the same. So it's like my loyal fan base remains, and some people your comments are happier than ever about what I'm doing, and we're happy with the change, but it's like nobody can find me now, and I'm not even sure if I should be focusing more on, like, local business or other things. And then through my channel, I've already gotten ideas about doing a book on how to read tarot cards in a very advanced way, a book on my beliefs in metaphysics, and it's a very radical new kind of belief in metaphysics and everything. And then there's this really, really secret one that I haven't really told anybody about, but the other one is writing and producing basically pop music with a more emotional and metaphysical basis.
So what are you asking me?
Kind of just if there's any additional direction as far as what to kind of focus on, or if there are certain avenues I should be exploring right now in particular.
There's one very simple answer, which I'll give you first, then I'll give you the slightly longer answer. The first simple answer, what's stopping you? Why haven't you started yet? Or the third simple answer, get on with it.
Seriously? You know, because part of me thought it was that simple, but then I get insecure. Because it's like, now I have a lot of worries about resources and stuff, and I'm trying to get either part-time or temporary work to supplement my income. And I feel like certain things are just being pulled away from me when I'm applying to things.
Will you chill out, please? God, blimey. I thought Bonnie's head spun a lot, but yours is going at 5 million miles an hour. Right, slow down. Dear, dear. Right, take a breath. Here we go. Listen, first and foremost, the reason why there's been change is because the people that connected with you before had got everything that they needed, or that was the space that you were in to give them what was required at that time. So now you've gone up to a different level. You're on a new path. Now you'll attract new people in. Different energies will keep coming into you, but the vibrations will be slightly higher than they have been before. The books that you've got to write, sit down and start writing. The music, same thing again. It's like, which one do you feel you should focus on first? And the answer is, it doesn't matter, because one of them will just start to flow like water, and then you'll know that that's the first one to start work on. I feel that with you, that by the time you get to the end of February, again, I've got this February date with you, like I had before, everything will just go click, and you'll go, right, that's the one I'm going to focus on. The music side is interesting, because you're going to be doing this in collaboration with somebody else. It's not just a sole project. You will meet somebody through the year. Initially, it might not seem to come to anything, but then there will be a collaboration, and that's the biggest bit as far as your music is concerned. The books are very individualistic. You know what they are, the content of them. The one that I got almost the biggest green light over was the tarot book. My feeling is that would be the one that you'd start work on first, but hey, that's just what I feel, what my guides are saying to me. You've got to see whether it feels right for you, Hal, because the bottom line is it doesn't matter what any psychic tells you, it's down to you. But that's the one I feel is coming through first.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I think you got a whole lot of answers, Hal. You know how I feel about that tarot book. You know I how I feel you should be. I think it's got to be in a couple parts, because I believe you have an advanced level. But in order to get to the advanced level, I think I tell you this? I'm not sure.
Exactly.
Which,
and that's the plan. Break it down into basics and then get an intermediate ways of using them.
Yeah, and I know the good news is if you put it on your, I don't know whether it's YouTube or you put it on Etsy or UPay or whatever, and also print it, that it's there forever, because it's not going to change. And that's what I feel is really important to you as a legacy and income also.
Yeah.
So that's my, you know, you can take my opinion. You know, that's what I, you know, I'm all about that. So music I love. I totally think that I see that you, you know, for some reason, I see either you or that person that Jerry's talking about writing music. And
oh, yeah, I'm already writing.
Yeah, possibly, and I knew that, but I didn't know who, which one was going to. And I feel that that is going to be sold. I don't know why I'm saying this, but be sold to other people. So whereas you might be playing it, it's also going to be sold.
Yeah.
Can I just also add that what I've just been shown as well, Hal, is that somebody that you either will get to know or might even be in the background at the moment owns a small, and I have to say it this way, digital studio. In other words, everything that they produce is done digitally. They don't necessarily have any live musicians in. So,
oh, yeah, exactly.
Any sound,
you're yeah? Right on the money with that. I'm already working with that equipment.
Yay. There you go. Right, I'll shut up again.
Okay, well, listen, you owe me and Jerry your first million, okay? And unless I have them, and, you know, because I always say that, so in case you do make trillions of dollars, you remember me and Jerry, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, well, Hal, we love you again, and I think you got your answer, and I think it's helped you.
Yeah, definitely. There was just the one little other thing, which is, like, as far as right now, is there any help that I could get as far as finding part-time or temporary work? That one's really eluding me. I really have no clue what to do at this point.
I'm going to hand that over to you, Jerry, because I gave him my opinion.
Yeah, Bonnie's giving me a little bit, but I wondered if Jerry had anything to do with that.
Yes, I do. Firstly, there will be an opportunity, and I don't feel it's that far away.
Bingo.
Seeing the number three around you could be 3 weeks. There's a three cycle coming up, which I feel is where it's not an opportunity that's too good to miss, but it's one you just need to jump at, because it brings in what I call the bread and butter money. So it gives you the flexibility to be able to earn some money, get the dollars in, be able to pay the bills, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, it still gives you enough time to be able to sit and start to get this other work of yours opened up and get the energy flowing until such time as then you are relying on your own income. But there's something not that far off, Hal. And as I said, three weeks maximum, I reckon.
See, and I said middle of February you'll be working. Did I not? Well, I didn't, but Spirit did. I hate taking credit for Spirit, but they know I keep it. So, anyway, I love that, and I am so happy. And just keep up the good thoughts, Hal, because you're a wonderful, wonderful starseed yourself.
Okay, all right. Okay,
all
thank
right?
you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay.
Have a great
okay,
day.
Bye.
Bye.
You too, bye.
I just love them. They're so young, Jerry. They're than them, but we got to move on. Everybody, if Jerry's willing, we are going to go off the air in about 15 minutes, but I'm willing to stay if Jerry is. So let's see how far we can get through. 908, you are on with Jerry and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who are we speaking with?
Tina.
Hi, Tina. Here.
You are so busybody. Thank you for having us on today.
I'm just a busybody anyway, honey. Always a busybody. How can we help you? First of all, how's your year going?
Excellent.
Good. I love that. Jared, do we love excellent?
All I would say is, in that case, why do you
what
need us?
What does she need us? Right. I was just going to say that. Tell us what you'd like to know from us. Miss Excellent.
What's our spirit has for me about my relationship and my business? Thank you.
Do you want to give Jerry your birth date? Do you want her birth date?
Yes, please.
Oh, November 27th.
And the year?
73. Thank you.
You're welcome, Abby. Are you asking about a specific relationship?
Yes.
Can I have the person's name who you're asking about?
Sean.
You know their date of birth?
10/9/75. Thank you.
Right. Boom. Just bear with me here a moment. I've got indecision. That's a 4. Okay. I tell you what I pick up immediately. I feel that this person suffers from low self-esteem at times. I feel that they've got too much of a material head on their shoulders rather than an emotional one.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
They sometimes come across as being a little bit disconnected, but it's not anything that's intentional. If you're looking to wanting to strengthen the emotional connection between the two of you, it is going to be a little bit hard, a little bit like hard work for a while yet. Mainly because you seem to be slightly emotionally stronger. And although sometimes I feel that your head runs away with you and it's like you want to try and achieve everything in a very short space of time, with this relationship, it's about the pace of it, not the haste that's around it. You do have quite a bit in common, but your energy is, as you said at the moment, a lot stronger. I feel that you're going to be looking at least another 10 months before you can expect any real consistency or stability. Now, I'll just quickly add, but please bear in mind that timings are not set in stone and it could happen before, but I just feel that because it needs to move forward gently, that the best of this relationship is yet to come, but it's later in the year. Someone, if it's not you, it's the person around you, is also carrying around an emotional sack of rocks that needs to be dumped. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But it's not yours.
Therefore, it must be his.
It's his, yes. I just saw it wasn't yours, it was his.
Thank you.
The problem here is that any willingness to help or any way that you try to show that you could help this to be achieved would only make him go, I can do it myself, thank you. It's like this real stubborn bloke comes up, you know, and it's like, I'm going to go back into my man cave now.
Yes.
It's like you're
he
sitting
lives
there
in
going,
a cage.
Yeah. It's like you're sitting there going, why do I bother? What am I, why am I doing this? You know, it's like, where are the Nurofen? I've got a headache. This is doing my head in. I still feel it's worth the energy, worth the effort. As I said, it just takes a while before it happens. Maybe just have a look. Did you also ask about a work or career path with you?
Yes, there's a business. Yes, there's a business I would like to purchase.
Right, hold on just a minute. 7, 10, 11, 12, 14.
Thank you.
Oh, well, you're in the right year for doing it.
Yes, that's what I
thought.
Go ahead.
This year for you, lovely, is as you as an individual. Goals that you wish to set yourself can be very readily achieved. You're another one that has a little bit of a slight lack of self-confidence, but when you get going, you can really get going. You've got to just tell yourself, hey, I can do this, I'm going to be successful with this, because I can see success around you. I mean, obviously, with any new business venture, even if it's an established one that you buy into or whether it's a new one or a franchise, it takes a little while for the energy to build up. But with you, this is a 12-month to 3-year cycle where materially, if you want the successes, you can just go and get them. And is it that simple? Yeah, it actually can be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I keep hearing, go for it. That's what I hear. And you know what I keep seeing, Jerry? It's really crazy, crazy, craziness. But these wild horses running in a circle, like they're running like in the wind. Like first I thought, okay, she's a wild horse, you know, or he, you know, she's a wild thing. But they're running in circles, like so fast you almost can't see the individual horse, but you can see how beautiful they are. So view, and unless the symbol really means that you're running and trying to catch your tail, which could be, although, you know, do you do anything with horses?
I'm like an aerobic instructor. You're right. I'm always doing something and moving around.
It's just crazy because these horses are beautiful, very muscular. If you could see them, they're just chasing, like in a circle, they're chasing each other. So I'm not sure what symbol that is for you, but that's this, and it keeps at me because I was going to say, just leave it alone. But it just keeps at me. So when I see that, it either is a symbol for you that you're going so fast, you're just not being able to catch your tail. So I you're just going so fast in a whirlwind that you're not getting anywhere at this moment, or somebody is into horses, because that's all I could think of, but they're going in a circle. So, and they're beautiful. They're like going in the wind. So I'm sure what it's a symbol for you is, if you don't know any horses and you don't really have any horses that you're not a horse lover, or somebody that you know is a horse lover or a horse better, actually, then it has to be that you're going so fast in life that you're not able to you got to slow down so we can see how beautiful life is. So
yes, I agree.
Okay, well, honey, I got to get to the next caller.
Bonnie, thank you, Bonnie. Well. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Bonnie. Tina. Yes.
Can I ask Tina a question, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
But, Tina, I see when you started talking, what came to me is you in this flowing gown, all dressed up like at the Oscars. Does this mean anything to you?
Oh, I have a famous friend. And, like, is that for a wedding?
Okay.
Yeah, I have a famous friend.
What I was going to say, it's like you've been to the Oscars, or you're going to go to the Oscars, or something like that. But I see you with your hair up in a bun and a very flowing, pretty gown, like on the red carpet.
Oh, I have a very famous friend. That's who you're talking about. Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. That famous friend might be for you to tell that famous friend about me and my show, and maybe I'll become famous. Of course, I think I'm famous anyway.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, wow. Yeah, I was supposed to go with him last year to the Oscars. Exactly. So you're right. I'm going to probably go this year. And that's what you're talking about. I didn't go with him last year because of my children. I was going to move and be his assistant, but my children didn't want to be homeschooled. My daughter didn't want to be homeschooled. So that's what you're talking about. I'm upset about that I didn't go last year.
Okay.
Thank you for confirming this.
My God, that's confirmation. I'm leaving the kids and I'm going. Okay, Bonnie, I'm going to call you and we're going to go together.
No. What you're going
to... Bonnie has her dress on right now. Bonnie is in her dress in her living room.
Yeah, she's already getting ready.
Oh, that's what you picked up about my friend. Oh, and I'm sorry, I didn't even know your name. What is your name?
Oh, I'm Candy.
Candy? Okay, how do we reach you guys? I'm going to look up Jeremy outside of this for readings. And how do we reach you?
It's www.candacepotter.com. I kind of like bring Jerry in. Usually I'm back in the background just listening. I usually do the chat room for Bonnie, and I do some readings for her. But this just came out so big and bright that I had to
Candy, you are not giving your, you're not leaving without me telling. She's our angel reader, honey. She comes and reads. She does just like what Jerry will do or I do. She'll come on and take guests just like that. She just hasn't been on. She hasn't felt well lately. But she was supposed to be on with Jerry today. Actually, Jerry, you and her were supposed to be working together. And I was on vacation, but of course I reined in on everybody's parade. Yeah,
did you just go? Did you just go put your dress on, Bonnie? We know you just put your dress on.
You need to tell your friends about me and see where that takes me, girlfriend.
He definitely needs to talk to you. And how do you spell Potter? It's C A N D Y, and then it's
C A N D I.
Candice. Candice. Potter. Potter.com.
Thank you. Thank you all.
You're welcome. Thank
You're
you.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, she just is that Candy. She's just so cute. Okay. Anyway, 305. You're on with Jerry and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
How are you?
I have a. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm calling from Florida.
Woohoo! That's where I'm from.
Nice weather right now.
Very absolutely. Nice. So what can we do for you today? Because we don't have very long. So if I'm going to ask Jerry. We're not going to be able to stay long, but we've got about. So if you just give me a second, I want Jerry, just for this call, will you stay?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. No problem.
Okay. Okay, and I do want Jerry to tell everybody how to get a hold of him, give your website, and how to get a hold of you, Jerry, before we actually go off there, because we can talk to 305 anytime. So go ahead and tell everybody why I have you on the line and we're still on the air.
Mary, what can I do for you? I think I've suddenly lost my audio. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We'll do it at the end then. 305, what is your name?
Yes, my name is Maria.
That's right. Maria, I am so sorry. We're having some technical difficulties. It's Mercury retrograde. Maria, what can we do for you today?
Yeah, I have a question regarding my love life, and I really would like to be in a committed relationship.
Oh,
and
so
I'm wondering if you see anything.
Can you give us your birth date?
Yes, it's 7/27/63.
You're a Leo.
Yes.
Woohoo, I'm a Cancer, but I have six of eight planets in Leo. So, honey, I think you need to switch me. I'm the Leo, you're the Cancer. That's how I'm feeling. So,
yeah.
Jerry, did you see, she wants to know about her love life.
As soon as you started to speak, Maria, I started to cough. My throat chakra started to close up.
Yeah.
So there needs to be a release somewhere, because I feel that there are unspoken words between you and someone from your very recent past, if that makes sense to you.
That makes sense to me, but there is nothing left to say.
But that's where you're wrong, Monica, because there is a lot that needs to be said, but it doesn't need to be said verbally. You are on a very, and I mean very, strong path of attraction this year. We are in a 7 year, and your energy for this year is the number 7, which is about attraction. The 7 also relates to a power month, which obviously the 7th month of the year is July. It's also your birth month. That is the month when you can expect to see around you a long-term, properly balanced, two-way relationship.
Okay.
But there needs to be this release first. And as I said, It doesn't have to be verbal. All you need to do is to get a piece of, and it has to be handwritten, is to get a piece of paper and a pen and write everything down that you would say to that person if they were standing in front of you. And you could, and you, and don't cut out any of the swear words or any angry words. Everything must flow onto that piece of paper. When you have finished writing it, you don't send it. You take it outdoors and you burn it.
Well, that's what you'd like to do, I'm sure.
Well, I've already done that. I've written down everything I've wanted to say to him. And
you haven't released it. You really
haven't. It just feels so lovely because my throat chakra went bananas, and that's why I feel it just needs to be released. Now, it's not something that's going to be lingering around you for a long time, because it won't.
Yeah.
But as soon as you've done it once, and I apologize if I'm going to ask you to do something again, but my guide has been quite insistent that I feel that if you would do it again, but this time, when you burn it, you are also asking the universe to take this energy and disperse it on your behalf. I can see your aura being very clear and very strong, particularly from mid-February onwards. The color pink and blue is getting a lot more intense, because at the moment your aura is a little bit tight. After that time, it starts to expand. Those are the colors, in a way, that are going to start to attract the right person in. Now, although I don't work with Western astrology per se, I do feel that the person connecting around you is either air or water. So there is something significant about air or water coming in for you. But your power month, and it is, it's huge. And I say the word again, it's huge, is your birth month of July.
Wow.
And that's why I think I was, that's why I think I was drawn to tell you you were a Leo, but you're born in July, and I'm a Cancer born in July, but we should switch. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But I guess I just want clarification. Do you feel I'm going to meet this person in July? Or I'm going to be in a relationship with them in July?
Ah, well, July's got 31 days in it. A lot can happen within 31 days.
Yeah.
I actually feel that this is, okay, two things I've got coming in here I need to add. Firstly, the initial P, as in Peter, Paul, the initial P is very relevant coming up. They have some link with, oh, it's a very professional link coming in here. They work with their hands, or they're very dexterous, but very gentle at the same time. This person, you don't literally just bump into them when you're down at the store. It is you're in a social setting. It actually feels like it's outdoors, and I've got trees close by, like it's a park or a woodland or something. There's a social event happening. It's a gathering. The word I heard was gathering. I'm also told this person has flown in, so they're obviously from either out of state or out of country. But as I said, a lot can happen in 31 days of July.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, you let us know. You know, all I get is that you're a very warm, 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 warm soul. And you have more of Cancer and water than you actually do fire. But I feel like the fire is within you, and that's the release thing. You know, it's almost, you're too sweet for a Scorpio, because I love Scorpios. My daughter's a Scorpio, but they sting. You feel more like a Cancer energy, which is home, family, wanting to be secure and nurture someone. And I see what you want. I could see the desire that you want for the rest of your life. And unfortunately, the last person did not have that vision. So So, again, I always believe in lessons and karma. Mm-hmm. Now, my friend might tell you, you know, I have a friend who says, stop always using karma. Karma could be good, or karma can be good and negative energetic level that you create here, but actually you pay off karma. And I feel like that last relationship, there was mm-hmm. something karmic that you two had to work out, and it's worked out, done. And what the remnants of it is like smoke. It shows me smoke coming out of your like, well, it shows me coming out of your brain, but it should be out of your heart. But it's kind of like you're done, but it's still, you know how like if you finish a cigarette, and I hate to use the word cigarette because I don't like them, but and then mm-hmm. you put it out and you can see the smoke still coming. So you put yeah. it out, and but the smoke is still trying to get released. So that's why I think Jerry's absolutely right on the money about telling you to do this again, because I feel like that'll take the last bit of smoke out to the universe. And that new person that's coming in
yeah.
will have the same. I feel that they're showing me he's either, because I want to just real quickly say divorced. So either they're showing me divorced / widower. So mm-hmm. he, and it's been a long time. So it's not something that's brand new with him, so that you don't have to worry about it. He's looking for the same stability you're looking for in a mate.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that this is your happily ever after moment when you meet this person, and you'll know mm-hmm. it. So I don't know, you know, I can tell you that they're saying you're not a game player. You just want it out there on the table. Hi, do we get along? Are you like me? I like you, and we're gone. And so I think that's kind of what's going to happen. So good luck. 2016 is your year for love and commitment, I hear.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. And I understand what you are saying.
Good. I'm glad. Sometimes I don't. I don't.
No, you're right.
Hear it.
And you're right about a past lifetime. In a past lifetime, my ex-husband was my child, and he died under my care. So in this lifetime, I had to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what ended up. That's how our relationship ended up. That's what I understand.
Mm-hmm. They're just showing me that that's a past life link mm-hmm. that you had to relive. And now you're done with it. So, but that smoke is still, it's weird. It's either like, I can't even tell you because I don't want to say cigarettes again. I don't like them, but it's like maybe a peace pipe because I'd rather see a peace pipe. But it's that you put it out, but the smoke is still,
yeah.
you know how you watch it just disappear mm-hmm. into the ethers?
Yeah.
Well, it's not
yeah.
quite disappeared yet, so that you've got to make it disappear.
No,
and it's done.
It's not. And I understand what you're saying, too. He hurt me very badly. He betrayed
yeah.
my trust.
Yeah.
He cheated on me, and
I
did not deserve it. Yeah.
No. I don't think anybody, you know, to me, and I'm a counselor, and so is Jerry, we don't think anybody deserves
yeah.
that. People say, I've known people, and I've had clients
mm-hmm.
that say, oh, but this is karmic. We fell in love, and we had to leave our spouses. Well, you know what? There's a way to do that and a way you don't do that. And everybody's going to
yeah.
get hurt that way, but you don't cheat. It takes the other person. The problem is the other person never really, and many people do, 3 out of every 5 marriages end. But, you know, the thing is that we can look at and when we're in the moment, it's not easy for
mm-hmm.
us. But why they're telling me this, I don't know. It's for you to feel better. No, it wasn't right. No, but that's how it ended. So otherwise, it might have continued with your care and only being one-sided. They didn't want that for you. They wanted
mm-hmm.
something else to come in. And so the karmic tie had to be done. And now the next one that comes in will have baggage, but baggage, good baggage. Like he'll either be divorced for a long time or widowed and loved his wife. So you won't have the baggage you had with this one.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome. Listen, keep listening. We are on. We're off the air.
I do. I listen to your show all the time. I know you always have good psychics on and good mediums and good information.
Thank you, honey. That's what I do. I mean, like I said, Jerry was supposed to be on today taking the show, and I just couldn't let it go. I'm just obsessive compulsive, not in my life, but with the show. And
yeah.
I hope somebody hears the show, takes it syndicated, because that's my dream.
You
and
have
the
best guests. You always
thank
have the best
you.
Guests.
Thank
yeah.
you, thank you, thank you. I love
yeah.
you, and I appreciate it. Without you, without the people that listen or call, I don't have a show. So, well, I would talk to myself, but it wouldn't be fun. So, have a great time. And just know we're always thinking about everyone that calls and calls back. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much. I will.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Love and light to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Jerry. Jerry, are you there?
I am.
We still have a full board. I am going to ask everybody because I am on vacation and my husband is sitting out in the room reading. He's been reading the whole time. So I am going to ask everybody. Jerry will be back next week. I think next Thursday I have a UFO. He's written a book about UFOs. He's an amazing man, and he's going to tell the story about how he knows that UFOs are here, where they are, what they look like, and about his father, he was the UFO narrative for everyone in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and he took over, and his name is David Campion. And you're going to be coming next after him with Pets, Pets, and More Pets. But you know what, Jerry? We never have enough time to talk to you. We're going to do our two-hour shows again. So everybody listening, we're not going to do 90-minute shows anymore. My shows will be back to 120 minutes. I tried to change it, but it won't let me. So obviously, Spirit wanted me off. Jerry, I love you very much. You know you're my Dumbledore. And please tell everybody so anybody listening on Archives knows how to find you.
Yes, well, firstly, thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of the show again. It's been absolutely brilliant. Thank you to everybody who called in. You can contact me on my website, senseofknowing.co.uk, or on my magazine website, psychicinsightmagazine.com. You'll find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the usual places. If you'd like to have any further insights, you can always email me. We can set up an appointment. But just basically a huge thank you. Looking forward to being back on again next week because I'm going to be one fascinated listener to Mr. Campion because the energy is going to be pretty spectacular.
I love that, Jerry. And the energy with you is always wonderful. And I want to thank Candy for bringing you in again and for participating in the show. I love this. And I want everyone to know who's on. Yay! That I appreciate everybody here. I'm thinking actually of if I ever get the gumption to do a four-hour show. So we got to see. I don't know where the show's going to take me, but I'm sure my Dumbledore will help me figure it out. So Jerry, my love and light to you. I thank you for being part of the show. A wonderful guest. I do think, I think I have someone on that I just feel like they, you know, I have two other people on. I can't do it because my husband's there. But I do want to tell you that I so appreciate you being here and thank you very much. And always know that you are a favorite, wonderful, stable guest on the show. Always welcome.
Love and light to you all, and we'll speak to you again very soon. Take care.
Thanks.
And God bless.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.